This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
In our top story on KRDO News Radio, a short-term debt limit extension is headed to President Biden's desk. After final passage by the House, the measure extends the federal debt limit into early December. That heads off the first-ever government default on debt obligations by October 18th. ABC News will have much more on this story coming up in just a few minutes. The National Weather Service warning southern Coloradoans to expect high winds as they continue this afternoon and on into the evening, and a high risk of wildfires today. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
A red flag warning will be in effect until 8 p.m. tonight in El Paso, Pueblo, Fremont, and several other southeast Colorado counties. Winds will be blowing between 30 and 40 miles an hour with gusts of up to 60. Low humidity and the chance of some fast-moving thunderstorms could also contribute to the risk of wildfires in the region. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Right now we've seen wind gusts about 38 miles per hour in northern parts of Colorado Springs. There is a tornado watch until 10 for much of southern Colorado, which is Baca, Cheyenne, Kiowa, Kit Carson, Phillips, Prowers, Sedgwick, and Yuma counties. Right now in Prowers County, Lamar is experiencing a severe thunderstorm warning. Pea-sized hail associated with that thunderstorm. We'll continue to watch it, and we'll have the latest forecast with Mary in just a moment. Health insurance coverage plans in Colorado will begin to look a little different in 2023. Governor Jared Polis announced today the Biden administration approved the state's inclusive health care proposal to include gender-affirming care services to its public option. Gender-affirming care includes services for transgender and non-binary people that can include hormone treatment, counseling, or surgery. A new survey says the pandemic is forcing many Americans to change when they plan to retire. Northwestern Mutual Fund found that 35% is that number that plan to retire earlier. Most of those surveyed says that they'll retire, and some of them say that they'll retire later than planned because they will step away from their job earlier than expected because of the pandemic. The financial services company also found the average age of expected retirees to be just below 63 years old. Halloween's just a few weeks away, but the Postal Service and FedEx, as well as UPS, all turning their focus towards Christmas and the holiday shopping season. Officials say the busiest time begins 2 weeks before Christmas, and customers' traffic at the post office locations typically start increasing the week of December 6th, with December 13th through the 18th being the busiest mailing, shipping, and delivery week of the holiday season. A husband and wife recently arrested in West Virginia accused of spying and have Colorado ties. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has that story.
The Denver Post reports that former naval nuclear engineer Jonathan Tobe taught at the Kent Denver School in Cherry Hills Village from 2005 to 2008. Diana Tobe was also an instructor at the private school from 2005 to 2012. Court records show the couple is accused of selling memory cards containing classified information to an FBI agent posing as an agent for a foreign government. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
High wind warnings are in effect for all of El Paso County, down to Pueblo County, and really all of I-25 in the southeastern plains for gusts as high as about 60 to 70 miles per hour this evening, which means some high-profile vehicles that are particularly lightweight will topple over this afternoon. So be mindful that could slow down your travel alongside with keeping away from those high-profile vehicles if you have to be on the interstate this evening. Winds really don't die down until after 8 p.m. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the 30s. We'll replace that with some partly sunny skies on Wednesday, highs back in the 60s. And then overnight Wednesday, temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s for the Pikes Peak region. Our first freeze for the season for most of southern Colorado. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.